I signed up for Uber Eats back when it was really gaining traction in 2021. I'd just gotten laid off from my previous job, and it seemed nearly impossible to find any other job quickly, so this was a bit of a risk that I hoped would work out. A couple months in, I was enjoying it enough, and it was paying me enough for me to keep with it. This happened just around a year after I started. I'd fallen into the habit of waking up late and staying up late, so I hadn't started working until around dinner time. By 11 p.m, I still hadn't made enough to be good for the night, so I continued on, taking pretty much any order that popped up. It was at 1 a.m. when an order came through that was interesting. It was a grocery order from a 24-hour 7-Eleven gas station. I still accepted it, but it was just odd to me that someone would need groceries from a gas station in the middle of the night. I drove up and parked at the mostly empty gas station and went into the convenience store. The only person inside was a kind old man working at the register. I picked up the bag from him and also got myself a cup of coffee for the road, then headed back to my car. I got in and situated myself before backing out and getting on the road for the final stretch of the drive. Only a moment after getting onto the main street, though, I noticed a car's headlights right behind me. Mind you, this was very late, and almost no cars were out, so I was sure I would have seen them before they were so close. After some thinking, I thought they must have been at the gas station, maybe parked on the side of the building, and pulled out as soon as I did. I drove along this same road for a while, reaching the edge of town, when I suddenly felt something wrong with my car. It was way bumpier than usual, and a loud kind of scraping sound was coming from the right side. After a minute from noticing this, it became a lot worse. So bad that I had to pull off to the side before the car would break down in the road. I parked on the shoulder with woods on either side of me, but in the mirror, I saw the headlights of that same car slowing down and pulling in right behind me. Unsure what was going on, I decided to get out quickly and see what the problem was. I didn't know if the car behind me was going to try and help me out, or if they had something else in mind, but I knew I couldn't go anywhere until I figured this out. I ran around to the other side of my car and quickly noticed the problem. My right tire was completely flattened, which was crazy. I hadn't run over anything, and usually flat tires happen gradually, not so suddenly like this. I took a closer look, seeing a gash right on the side of the tire that didn't look natural at all. Then I heard a door open from the car behind me. A man stepped out and waved at me.
"I'm okay, thank you,"
I called out, trying to get them to leave before even approaching, especially after realizing this was all really sketchy. But the man kept walking toward me. Once he got maybe 10 feet away, I could see him more clearly. He was older, with long gray and black hair, and a bushy, untamed beard. He wore basic clothes, jeans and a hoodie, but they were covered in stains and grime. He came up next to my car and asked if he could help me out, showing a large smile. I said again that I was okay, but he only laughed, looking at my tire and back at me. A few seconds of awkward silence passed as the man held his smile before I lied and said I had a friend on his way to pick me up. Now, having rejected his help 3 times, the man's smile gradually fell into a straight face. He turned his body toward the car and very unnaturally looked around. This is when I got the immediate rush through my body to get away from this man, and I only had one option to do so. I bolted off the road and into the tree line, hearing the man follow me into the pitch black woods. It only lasted for a few seconds before I lost him. After that, I didn't go very far at all, still able to see the headlights on the road, and I could make out the man's figure moving around by the cars. A few minutes later, he got in his car and left. By now, I'd had enough time to pretty much figure out that this was all a setup from the Uber Eats order, having been followed from the gas station where he likely slashed my tire. However, I didn't think it would be so easy to catch him. His full name and everything on the app turned out to be real. I guess he didn't think that we would have tied it all back to the Uber Eats order. That being said, the punishment wasn't very harsh because he didn't harm me. He only stole some things from my car. Though I'm sure that if I had stayed there on the road, I might not even be here to share this story. I had some spare time this night, and having chugged a few coffees earlier in the day, I figured I'd use this energy to go out and make some money. I was delivering for DoorDash, cruising on the highway to my next delivery. It was super late, the roads were empty, and the night was very peaceful, basically every delivery driver's dream. On my way there though, my phone started buzzing. It was the customer calling me, but before I had a chance to answer it, they hung up. Since it only rang for a couple seconds, I thought it must have been an accident, but in case not, I redialed their number. It rang for a while, but they didn't answer. I shook my head and blew it off, not thinking about it for the rest of the drive. I got off the highway and drove into the neighborhood. It was a very regular street with average houses. When I got up to the house my delivery was for, I parked right in the driveway and started walking up to their porch. As I was setting down the bag, I saw that the front door was cracked open. I didn't know if it was meant for me or not, so I just lightly knocked on the door and called out that I was dropping off their food. As soon as I did, I heard a somewhat disturbing sound come from down the hallway. It was a muffled thump that almost mimicked my knocking, like someone was banging on a door. A bit shaken, I opened the front door wider and called out again. I wasn't sure what to say, so I just repeated myself that I was delivering their food. A few quiet moments went by, then I heard a door open from the back of the house, and a guy came around the corner. He looked distressed and bothered, but I couldn't tell if it was because of me or something else. The guy walked down the hall and right up to the doorway I was in, not saying a word as he started to reach for the bag. But that's when I heard those thumps again from down the hallway. I looked past him in confusion as he turned and looked as well, then quickly turned back and looked at me, recognizing that I heard it too.
"Is everything okay?"
I asked carefully. The sound echoed through the walls again, as the man just kind of stared at me, as if he were trying to think of what to do.
"Why don't you bring the food inside for me?"
he said, almost in a demanding tone. Nervously, I picked up the bag, but quickly realized how terrible of an idea this was. I felt threatened, like I had to follow him, but I also had a feeling that if I did, I wouldn't be making it out of there. In my hesitation, the guy's face showed he was even more bothered, angry even. He then reached out and grabbed the food right from my hands, then slammed the door in my face. Stunned, I stood there and listened as his footsteps went down the hallway and the thumping stopped. I couldn't do anything else at this point, so I hurried off the porch and got my car. I ended my DoorDash after that one and ended up reporting the really disturbing scenario to the police. I think what ended up making me report it was that the man tried to get me to go inside his house. If not for that, I may have not felt there was enough evidence to get me to do anything. Unfortunately, though, police informed me hours later that the man declined that anyone else was there and declined their request to search his home. At that point, there was nothing left to do other than speculate. I believe there was something truly horrible going on, and he was possibly ready to do the same to me, but I don't think we'll ever know for sure. I used to deliver Chinese food for a local restaurant. I was just a teenager in high school at the time, and whatever job I got wasn't going to be for more than a year or two. I'd say this job was fairly typical to most first jobs, or retail and food service jobs, because it had some slow and boring days, and some busy and stressful days. As the delivery driver, though, I was always thankful to not have to be working in the store and dealing with mobs of customers. On this night, I started at 6 p.m. It was a Friday, so I was working a late 6 to 12 shift. As soon as I clocked in, I was delivering orders non-stop for the next 2 hours with no time to breathe in between them. At 8, orders were slowing a bit, but I still had a few more to deliver before I could take my lunch, so I grabbed the 3 orders and set out to get them done before 9. The first one was close, but the next 2 were further out. This isn't uncommon, as our town isn't all packed together. I got to the second house and dropped it off, then headed out to the final stop. It was 10 minutes from where I was, and the tag said it wasn't paid for yet. All I was thinking about during this drive was the break I'd get afterward. Going back and forth for 3 hours straight tired me out more than usual this night. I pulled into the neighborhood and followed the GPS until I got to a back portion where the whole atmosphere quickly changed. I turned down a thin road of cracked pavement and potholes, with barely visible small houses on the side, covered by the thick bushes and unkempt lawns. When the GPS told me I'd arrived, I stopped the car, but didn't see a house. I turned my brights on, and ever so faintly, I could see the outline of a small house pretty far from the road I was on. I then looked at the grass leading up to it and realized there was actually a driveway. It was just engulfed in vines and tall grass. I would never have seen it if I hadn't seen the house first. Knowing I would be unable to even drive on it, I put the car in park and got out with the bag, then began to walk through the overgrown driveway. I couldn't believe how awful it was to walk through, and I couldn't imagine anyone letting their driveway get to this point. Getting closer, though, I could see more of the house. It was very small, kind of like a trailer home, and looked to be in a matching condition to the driveway. Vines growing over the windows, and bushes covering every inch of the nearly decaying house. As I made my way up to the front door, I knew something was wrong. I knew it in my gut and in my head, but I was just some kid with a first job that was scared to lose it, so I felt like I had to do my job, which was to deliver the order to this address. I pushed all my bad feelings aside and knocked on the door. Right away, I heard footsteps coming up to the door. It opened, revealing a young lady behind it. At first, in the dim lighting, she looked very normal, and I felt a huge relief. But it only took a few more seconds to realize that her normal look was eerily out of place. With the house in this condition, there was no way she could be so well dressed and taken care of. As these thoughts scrambled through my head, she opened the screen door and said in a creepily calm tone,
"Come in."
Everything hit me in that moment as I stumbled back a few steps and decided that I needed to leave right away. I turned around, and only a second after beginning to leave, I heard a thud from the side of the house. I looked over, seeing two men running out from behind the house and sprinting through the bushes toward me. I dropped everything and started running. I did everything I could to get through the thick grass and vines, but just as I reached the end of the driveway, I stumbled to the ground, tripping over something. I hurried up, hearing their footsteps closing the distance on me. I couldn't even get myself to look back as I ran straight into my car. Turning it on, the men immediately stopped and ran back to where they came from. With my whole body still shaking from the adrenaline, I turned the car around and drove away. Of course, I let my boss know what happened, and he urged me to call the police and report it. I was really relieved to know he didn't care about the order, and only for my safety, which, looking back on it, it would have been horrible if it were any other way. Police interviewed me and my boss and did a whole investigation, ultimately unable to find any of the people. The property I was on, though, was actually state-owned, and the trespassing sign at the beginning of the road had been dug up and thrown into the tall grass. Their intentions are unknown, but it seems like the most obvious possibility is likely the answer. I just hope nobody else has to go through what I did, or if they do, I hope they can be as lucky as I was to get away.